Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is November the 28th, approximately 10 a.m. I'm Oliver Mujica, the chair and the planning division manager. We can do introductions, please.
My name is Meenam Shar from the Land Development, and I'll be covering for Gary Akers this morning.
Mahmoud Kildur, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Stover, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindbergh, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Mike Gonzalez, Planning Division.
Polonia Mayas, Planning Division. Priscilla Reyes, County Fire.
Tom Strong, Fire Marshal's Office.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Solid Waste.
Brian Gumpert, I'm a building official.
Thank you. Polonia, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes. Hi, good morning. This project is an administrative development permit 18-055. It's a request to allow the construction of a new one-story single-family residence containing approximately 9,000 square feet with an attached garage, workshop, and guest house, a pool, and a detached patio, along with the construction of on- and off-site requirements on a parcel containing approximately 5.04 acres. The address is at 4155 West Myers Road. The zone is residential estates. Environmental, it's to be determined, but we're anticipating an initial study and with required documents. The owner is Leonardo Ortiz. It's in Ward number 5. And the purpose of the meeting is to obtain comments from all the reviewers and follow up with the CEQA requirements for the initial study and additional information that we may need on plans to go forward.
Thank you. Are you Mr. Ortiz?
No.
He's the, I believe, the architect.
Okay, perfect. Welcome. So we'll provide comments. We'll go down the road. Everyone will provide comments. Many have them written. And if you have any questions at the end, you have an opportunity to do that as well. Okay. Did you have anything else to add, Polonia?
No, that's it.
Thank you. Mina, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. Pretty standard conditions for this project. You are going to need a SWIP, though, because it's over. It's much bigger than an acre. So everything else is pretty standard. No other comments from my home.
Thank you. Mahmoud, would you like to?
No comments from traffic.
Robert?
I have several items that are on here. They're basically for a new home that's being built for improvements along the front edge of this road. I have given them over to Polonia. What you can do is if you have any problems or any questions on any of them, please contact her. We can then either set a meeting so we can discuss or understand the needs that we have for both either the dedication and or the street improvements that will be needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything
else? There's neither sewer nor water in the street fronting the property, so you'll need to get a well and a septic tank. Other than that, just standard requirements from the department.
Thank you. James, welcome again.
Good morning. No comments concerned at this time.
Thank you. Tell what, Tom?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Standard fire conditions, including sprinklers. If you should have any questions, you'd want to contact the East Valley office, and the phone number is on the top of the paperwork for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gracie, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. So, since there will be the main house and then the guest house or an accessory dwelling unit, each will have to have trash service. So, each home will need a 4x11 concrete pad located out of the right-of-way for storage of the containers. Will they have separate electric service?
Yeah, we can have it.
That's important because let's say they don't use the second unit and they want to temporarily exempt it from trash service. You have to prove there's no electricity on to do that. So just looking ahead. Mm-hmm. And I've handed down my comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. No comments at this time.
Do you have any questions at all or?
No, I would like to review the comments for every department. And
okay. And maybe we could schedule a follow-up meeting to kind of go over mm-hmm. that as well, and mm-hmm. as well as
yes.
our process. Okay. There's no action required on this one, so we'll just complete that. We'll get back to you. Thank you very much. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number two for us, please?
Yes, I will, Chair. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Item number two is subdivision 1811 and administrative development permit 18037. It's a request to allow the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 37,364 square feet into four single-family residential lots with a minimum lot size of 8,966 square feet, and the development of four single-family dwellings along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements. It is at APN number 0138-132-37 with no address at this time. It is in the residential suburban zone, RS, the environmental determination. It's categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to section 15315 for minor land divisions and section 15332 for infill development projects of the CEQA guidelines. Our recommendation is that the Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution 2018-070 approving subdivision 1811 and administrative development permit 18-037 based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you. Anything else to add to that?
No further comments.
Thank you. Applicant is here?
Applicant is not here. Applicant should have been here.
No? Okay, does rather than go down the rows, does anyone have any particular comments that they'd like to provide with Michael so he can share, move forward to the, or any concerns? Standard fire conditions.
4x11 concrete pad for each home for storage of containers, no receive individual curbside service.
Many improvements, unfortunately.
Okay.
Right-of-way dedication, street improvements, curb gutter, sidewalk.
All right.
I have a quick question. Do they have to relocate those electrical poles?
I didn't, because there's only the one pole on the parcel. I couldn't require them to go underground. I do have it in there that it should be at least 2 feet away from the curb face. That street does not need to be widened. However, the other street does need to be widened, Spruce and then L. We do have provision in there if the utility is not able to relocate it, that we maintain a ADA bypass around the location.
Thank you. Anything else to add, Michael?
Nothing else to add.
No questions? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 2018-70, please, for subdivision 1801 and administrative development permit 18-37.
Moved.
Second, Mina? Thank you. All right. Got that, Stan?
Yeah.
Thank you. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
Yes, Chair, I will. Item number three is development permit type D18-11. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial warehouse building containing approximately 278,047 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of three parcels containing approximately 13.47 acres. It is located at 2600 North Cajon Boulevard in the industrial light zone. Our environmental determination is for mitigated negative declaration pursuant to section 15074, adoption of a mitigated negative declaration of the California Environmental Quality Act.
So on this particular item, for the benefit of the group, as we've done in the past on these mitigated neg decks, we release them for public review, and that's all that we're doing today is just allowing us to move forward with that to commence our 20-day public review period. In that, there's obviously a traffic study. Mahmoud, I don't know if you've reviewed that yet or in that process. Land development will be looking at the drainage and those kinds of things to make sure that we're okay on that. After the 20-day public review period, we'll assemble comments from outside agencies and other concerned individuals, maybe make some changes, and then we'll come back for a formal action on this. So I'm guessing that it's going to be sometime in February,
yes.
Maybe?
February.
Just so you mark your calendars somewhere on there. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to release the document for public review, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, anything else to add? We're good to go. I'd like to adjourn the meeting to our next, what will be on December the 12th at 10 a.m. Does any objection? So moved. Thank you.